There wasn't that much gold to go around at the time. There were shortages of gold. So with the dollar being pegged to gold, the economy's expanding, the gold supply isn't. That means you get deflation. And deflation was terrible news for indebted farmers. Farmers had to borrow a lot of money for agricultural machinery, for their supplies, just to get through the winter time or even the summer until the new crop comes in. So farmers tend to be debtors. And when you have a deflationary environment, that means the debtors are going to have to pay off more money than they had than they otherwise would have had to do. So there was a lot of real distress at this time going on. What this populist movement had as its first platform was to get rid of the gold standard, to go to basically silver, or at least bimetallism, but to have what they call free coinage of silver, which meant that anybody could take silver into a mint, like you could with gold in those days, turn in your silver, and get coinage. And they wanted it in the ratio of 16 pounds of silver to 1 pound of gold, which was not how silver was trading in the open market. This is a policy that would have, had it been enacted, would have led to currency inflation. It would have meant then that debtors would have been paying off their debts with cheaper dollars in a way. So it would have been very beneficial to farmers who had these big debts.